Coconino officials say drought, climate change, disease, and flooding pose long-term threats to the 2-million-acre forest. The new plan provides a framework for management through commercial timber harvest and the removal of dense biomass. Laura Jo West is the supervisor of the Coconino.
There's a lot of action still to be taken to push that reset button in terms of moving our forests from the overstock condition they're in now to a much healthier, resilient landscape that we all want, where fire can play its natural role.
West says the new plan includes updated guidance in managing naturally occurring wildfires to burn dry forest fuels. In addition, it focuses on supporting local economies that depend on the Coconino, including tourism and livestock grazing, and expanding future motorized and non-motorized access. Federal law requires national forest officials to periodically update management plans. The Coconino's last major revision was in 1987. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.